Guten Erev Shabbos. Parshas Lech Lecha. There is so much chinuch here. As Avram Avinu is called our Av, the first of the Avos, and Sarah is called as one of the Imais, the first of the Imais. Understand that still till today, we are living in their bracha, and the things and actions that they've done still work for us ad hayom hazeh. And what we need to realize is, we need to take a look at ourselves and think about who is the avos of our generations. And if Avraham Avinu so far back can still impact us till today, we need to take a moment to think about what we're doing. There's a fascinating conversation that takes place between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham Avinu in this week's parasha. The conversation happens right after Avraham Avinu beats. Miraculously, Avraham Avinu takes over and he wins a war against the four most powerful people in the world. The four world superpowers get together and Avraham Avinu wins them. And let's listen to a conversation he has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu right after that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, you know, Altira Avraham, don't fear, Noichim Magalach, I'll protect you. Zchor Chahabim Yoy, oh, the merit you have is incredible. And Avraham Avinu spares no words. Turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, it's all worthless. I have no children. So what's this all worth? Question. He had a child at this point. He had Yishmael. And Avraham continues. He never gave me. Now he did have a son. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response? No, Eliezer's not going to go ahead and inherit you. It's going to be your own child. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes out and tells him, count the stars. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I need to remove you from your current situation. And you're going to become from Avram to Avraham. And then Avraham Avinu, one last question, throws something so interesting. This is the man of Emunah that we live on today. V'yayim Hashem, b'mo'edah kirashena. With what will I know that this will happen? What do you mean? With what will I know? You do not trust me? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you asked. And he takes the calf, the goat, and the ayah, the ram. We cut them up and we walk through, and that's the story. What exactly happened over here? So what you need to understand is, Avraham Avinu says, Bama'eda. What does he mean? So Rashi quotes a Gemara. He says, granted you're going to give me kids, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do I know they're going to stay from? Bama'eda, that they're going to remain faithful to you. Avraham Avinu is not worried about kids here. He had Yishmael. And he still turned to Hashem and said, I have no kids. Because Yishmael doesn't count. Because he was not continuing Avraham Avinu's legacy. Avraham Avinu says, this I don't care about. I don't need physical children. That's not what I'm asking for. I'm asking you for a child that I could be his Av. I can give over my chesed, give over my emunah to, give over my mesiris nefesh to, which we still have today. And with Yishmael, it wasn't like it because there was no mother with Yishmael. He and Sari Menu, the Av and the aim of Klal Yisrael, want a child, but not just a child. And he turns to Hashem and says, how do I know the child's going to remain faithful? That's the question. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Avram to Avram goes up from 243 limbs to Avram is 248. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there needs to be Mesiris Nefesh. You need to be willing to conquer all 248 limbs for me. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu says. And listen to something fascinating. Kodesh Baruch Hu makes the Bris Bein Habsarim. What happened by the Bris Bein Habsarim? We take three different kind of animals. Calf, we take the goat, and we take the isle. What's this? What's the symbolism of that? Many, many pshat. And look at the Kli Yakar for a magnificent pshat. He says that all three represent the three avos and the mesiras nefesh that they did somewhere. Avram, in next week's parasha, Bakar Ratz Avram for Chesed. Avram Avinu runs. So Avram Avinu's Chesed is represented in the Bakar, in the Egla, in the Calf. The next is the Eiz. The Eiz, says the Kli Yakar, is when Yaakov Avinu is Moisei Nefesh. He's the Ish Emes, the ultimate Ish Emes. And Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, I want you to go fool your father. That was against every ounce of Yaakov Avinu's grain. But that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded. That represents the Eiz. And Yitzchak, obviously, as you could all have imagined, is the Isle. Is the ram. He was Moisei Nefesh, his life. Avram Avinu says, how do I know my kids are going to follow my path? And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I have only one way you can ensure your Jewish continuity. Only one guarantee. The Mesiras Nefesh that you will have. When your children see your Mesiras Nefesh, when they see how passionate you are about it, the Mesiras Nefesh, Kodesh Baruch Hu says with the Bris Bein Habsarim of Avram, I'm guaranteeing you Jewish continuity. You know, there's a fellow in this week's parasha who gets a name, Oig Melech HaBashan. Chazal tells, where did he get the name Oig from? Chazal say an even stranger answer to the question. Oig? Because he walked in to go tell Avram Avinu about this war. For those of you that stay up to the end of the Agadosh, to the end of the Seder, you know, one of the things that happened Pesach night was this war that Avram Avinu beat all the kings. So when Loig came in to Avram Avinu to tell him what's going on, Avram Avinu was in the middle of making ugois, matzos. He was making matzah. So he calls him matzah. What a mysterious pshat. Had he been making kakosh cake, there would have been kakosh melech habashan. What does it mean? Because he was in the middle of making matzah? Oig ugois, we call him oig. Says Rav Tzadik HaKohen, that Oig's life changed when he saw the way Avram Avinu was making matzahs. He walked in and he saw, oh my gosh, the Habaydus Hashem. He saw the geschmack in Yiddishkeit. The joy! And it turned Oig Melech HaBashan to Torah. It made him a better person. This is the secret of Jewish continuity. The secret that we need to know and understand. And it's a guaranteed message of Chinuch from Chazal. Actually, I take that back, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'mo'eda, look at Rashi. The question is, how do I know guaranteed? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, the Bris Bein Habsarim, the acts of Mesiras Nefesh of parents. That's going to continue. Why they're still Yidden today? Because of the Bakar of Avram, the Isle of Yitzchak, and the Eiz of Yaakov, that each one went and did what they had to do, Mesiras Nefesh. I want to finish with a story. Don't remember if I've shared this here before or not. An incredible story. Just understanding who we are as parents of Klal Yisrael. What we're giving over. There's a story about a young boy who unfortunately, sitting in the doctor's office, after many, many, many months of testing, the doctor confirmed with his parents that he is missing a growth ability. His body is not maturing, not growing. Not developing is the word. And there was an injection. There's an injection that can be given to these children to help develop. But there's a very, very serious side effect. It affects their ability to think. Impairs their brain a little bit. And the parents are sitting here to have to make a decision. Their child will, chas v'shalom, look undergrown or a little bit deformed maybe. Whenever they go anywhere. Struggle socially. And perhaps even have a more serious impact on their life. Perhaps shidduchim. Or affect a child's brain. And they're torn. Parents should never have to make such a decision. Chas v'chalila. And the doctor was a woman. who is a non-from woman. So the mother turns to her and says, "Doctor, you're also a Jewish mother. What would you do for your child?" And the doctor begins to cry tears, hot tears coming down her eyes. And she says, "Yes, I'm a Jewish mother. If it was my child, I would give the injection. Because I live in a very exterior, perhaps, society. Very shallow society. In the society that I live in, it's all about what you look like. So in my case, I don't care. I wouldn't care, and I would just do so the child looks normal." But she says, "You're an Orthodox Jew. By you, it's all about the inside. And you're going to affect the child's ability to learn and to think and to make decisions, perhaps. So for you, I recommend you don't do it." Could you imagine this? Could you imagine a secular Jew came to the recognition that when we have to be moiser nefesh of our guf to our body, that's without a doubt that we can do that. Imagine. Where does this woman get it from? She's a Bas Avram as well. They know what's right. They know what's wrong. In life, we always have to make decisions. Is it better for our financial portfolio? Or is it better for our Ruchnias portfolio? We make decisions like that every single day, and many of them. Those decisions are made. Now, do you think, like this non-from doctor, who recognized that as from Yidden, the most important thing to us is our inside? Or are you impressed by the outside and the exterior and the shallow, the superficial? This is what Avraham Avinu was promised by Hashem. Forget the exterior and focus on Mesiras Nefesh, and there's a guarantee. And a child like Yishmael doesn't count to the point that Avraham Avinu, who had a child, could turn to Hashem and say, "Who's going to be Yerush me? My student, Eliezer, not my child." Because what? Physically, of course, Avraham Avinu cared who's getting his finances. That's nothing. He said, "A child that I cannot give over my philosophy, my Yiddishkeit to, is not a child. And it's only going to be my Talmud." That's the guarantee that he got. Avraham Avinu, I'm going to add a hate to your name. You'll be Meisah Nefesh. Avraham is 248 for those 248 limbs. You'll be Meisah Nefesh like that for me. You will be Zaycha. It's a shame to have generations that will follow you. And that's Baruch Hashem what we're here today, because of that Mesiras Nefesh of Avraham and Sarah. Everyone have an absolutely wonderful Shabbos, and take the inspiration of them when you make decisions about your own family and your children. Have a wonderful Shabbos.